Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here to bring you the midday interview. Next week at Cinematique, we're showing a film Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 7:30 at Thalian Hall called Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, written and directed by Sean Durkin. And I have the great privilege and joy today of having Chad Keith, the production designer, here in the studio to tell us all about the film. Chad, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Tell us about Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. Describe the film a bit, the plot, and some of the themes of it.
Well, it takes place, you know, in a cult. You know, there's a girl that shows up at a cult, and she's sort of enjoying the lifestyle there and gets trapped there and all of a sudden realizes it's not the right place for her, and she needs to find a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And the film kind of shows her challenges of getting out of the cult and going back into the real world. The film intercuts back and forth from the cult and her escape from the cult, so you get to see both sides of it.
How long was she in the cult before she tries to get out?
It's pretty timeless in that regard. It feels like, you know, a season or two. You know, you kind of see the terrain change, the environment and weather. So, you know, I would say probably a good season.
Mm-hmm. Is the film set in the present day?
It is, yeah.
And where does the location of it make a difference?
We shot it upstate New York, and once she gets out of it, she goes far away from it, you know, in Connecticut, and it plays as though she's journeyed away from it and can't remember exactly where it was. So to her, she really isn't sure where it was.
When she escapes the cult, where does she go and who does she stay with?
Her family, her sister. Yeah, her sister kind of takes her in and, you know, tries to figure out where she's been, but she's really hard to open up and talk about it. She's just kind of constantly reminded and sort of freaked out about reminders of the cult as she's staying with her sister, trying to get back into real life.
Now, who is in the film?
Elizabeth Olsen was the lead, and John Hawkes was sort of the leader of the cult. Both phenomenal. Fingers crossed for, you know, Oscar nominations for them.
Oh,
you know,
that's great.
Good, yeah.
Talk a little bit about your artistic vision for the film. As the production designer, what was your assignment and your vision?
First of all, I want to say that the short came through the Sundance Lab, and then they developed it into a feature. And I read the script and thought it was incredible. And Sean Durkin, his first-time director, his first feature. And so I read it and just immediately got excited and wanted to jump into it and went up and started scouting. And me, him, and the DP, Jody Lee Lipes, kind of sat down and scouted and just put together, like, you know, the perfect world for all these characters to be in. It was fun.
How did you envision the cult? Did people have special things that they wore and special rituals that they did that you needed to pay attention to artistically?
Yeah, definitely. It was living environment was kind of key of how you would see them living all together in one place. You know, it was all set on a farm, and it was interesting trying to find out how to just cram them in all together so they felt uncomfortable and really family, cultish-like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we did a really good job with that.
A communal situation where they're all on top of each other all
exactly.
the time.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
Now, you said it was filmed in the present day and in upstate New York. Any of the filming done in Wilmington?
No.
Now, you live here, but you don't get to work here that often. Is that right?
No, not in a while. You know, I have to kind of travel and pick the films that I'm into, and I'd love to work here. I'm talking to a few producers about, you know, bringing films here, so fingers crossed that I'll be able to work on a film that way here.
Thanks for doing that. Yeah. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more, Chad Keith, in depth about what you do as a production designer for the film. Talk about what your role is pre-production and then during the shoot and post-production. And I just want to say, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Chad Keith, the production designer for Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, our film next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for Cinematique at 7:30 at Thalian Hall. So talk about your role pre-production.
Pre-production, I'll go into a film and, you know, I'll have a script breakdown and start having conversations with all the heads of department, meet with the director and the DP, and sort of all get our heads together on the same vision.
And the DP is the director of photography?
Yes.
The cinematographer?
And then, you know, from there, kind of worked together within my team to just start pounding it out and getting it ready. It mm-hmm. depends on the film. You know, like this last film had a very small prep. I had a 4-person crew, very tiny, and we prepped for about 2.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so while the director's trying to figure out his final casting and we're trying to grab him as much as we can, you just kind of got to jump in and run with it at mm-hmm. that point. You know, you sometimes don't have the luxury to prep as much as you'd like.
Now, would your crew consist of, say, the property head, the head person for props and costume designer?
No,
set decoration, what would your crew look like?
Well, I had an art director, set decorator, and a prop person.
Gotcha.
And a costume designer, separate department in this situation. But, you know, we would work close together to make sure we weren't clashing with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you certainly want the costumes to look at home on the set.
Right.
In the environment that you've yeah. created, right? All right. So you just had those 4 people that you worked together really closely, but then, of course, the director and everybody else. Chad, what made you love your job on this particular film or on any film that you've worked on? Why do you enjoy doing this work?
You know, it's just getting together with 30, 40 people you've never met before and all having the same goal to get the film made in a beautiful location. It's shot in the fall in upstate New York. It was perfect. So, you know, meeting new people that continue to be my friends and multiplying with other projects after that with those same people, that's part of it. I love it.
I know what happens so often is that you work with a crew that you really love and you end up working on another film with them later. It seems like that's how people get jobs in the technical end of the industry, is that you already know somebody. You've been there and you meet them and they say, well, I'm doing another film next October. I want you to come and be with it.
Right,
yeah. Be with me on that.
Yeah, if you end up hitting it off, yeah, of course.
That's great.
Sometimes you don't want to see that person again, but
I'm sure that happens.
In this case, yeah, great group of people. Can't wait to work with them again.
On this particular film, was there anything that was really difficult or that made you pull your hair out, something that frustrated you during the shoot?
Not necessarily. It was just, you know, kind of, since it was a small crew and we just had to all be on the, you know, sort of the same page at the same time where the film went and got made, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And up until, I'd say, a couple of weeks before we shot our second location, you know, we were still kind of just running around trying to pull that together, and that was just difficult. And we had to completely sort of change an idea that happened in the film based on a location just because we had to deal with what we had, you know, so
mm-hmm.
it worked out fine.
Now, the film's been shown at a number of festivals. Can you mention a few?
It started at Sundance this year where Sean won Best Director.
Mm.
And then from
his
there.
His first time directing.
Yeah, it was awesome. Well, the short film won at Cannes the year before. So that was cool. And then it went to Cannes. It won a Critics Award there. And then its sort of official premiere in the U.S. was at the New York Film Festival before it got a wide release.
All right.
This past fall.
And just mention for a moment as we're wrapping up, a couple of other films that you've worked on that folks would recognize.
Well, recently the film Take Shelter, that's also been playing around, played at Cinemateek about a month ago, is doing well. It's out there. People are loving it. And this past summer I worked on this film in Chicago area with Zac Efron and Dennis Quaid were the leads. Ramin Brani's new film. I think that turned out really good.
Great.
Looking forward to seeing it.
All right. And one last question. Can you tell us what the title means? Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. What does that refer to?
You got to see to find out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. The film is next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening at 7:30 at Thalian Hall, part of the Cinemateek film series, Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, written and directed by Sean Durkin, and with Chad Keith, my guest today, as a production designer. Chad, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 WHQR.